Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Silence is a Scary Sound and Other Stories on Living Through the Terrible Twos and Threes by Clint Edwards, narrated by Joe Hempel. A two-year-old is kind of like having a blender, but you don't have a top for it. Jerry Seinfeld. They start to walk, and your life begins to end. My favorite time as a parent was that sweet spot where our baby could sit up, but not crawl, or walk, or talk. I could put him in one place. He couldn't run away, he couldn't get into mischief, and he couldn't talk back. As long as I gave the child a few things he could safely stick in his mouth, he was good for hours. But then he started to move, jabber on, and boom, my life was over. Was that too harsh? Perhaps there's a better way to phrase it? Thinking. Nope, sorry, you're screwed. The moment a child begins to walk, your life begins to end. And once they can turn on the TV in the morning, your life begins again. But right there, in the heart of it all, are the twos, threes, and fours. And they are exhausting and confusing and hilarious. And this book is one father trying to make sense of it all. It's a collection of essays, lists, epiphanies, exaggerations, and lunatic ramblings from a father of three laughing at a train wreck. Oh, and poop. There's also a lot of poop in here. But honestly, how could I write a book about toddlers without it? If all the toddlers in the world were artists, poop would be their medium. Mel and I have been married since 2004. And we have three children, Tristan, Nora, and Aspen. Not to state the obvious, but they were all two, three, and four once. And it sucked. Each and every time, it sucked. It sucked bad, in ways that I didn't know sucking could suck so much. I'm sorry, that was a lot of sucks used in one sentence, but I wasn't aware of another word that fits life with a toddler better than sucks. Okay, hold on. This introduction is going off the rails a bit. Let's get back on track because honestly, my goal with this book is to bring you hope. I'm all about hope when it comes to raising children. I've been spreading hope online for years. I'm the author of the popular and hilarious daddy blog, No Idea What I'm Doing. And I'm a staff writer for the very awesome Scary Mommy. I've written about parenting for the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Huffington Post, and a bazillion other publications. My breakout hit, I'm Sorry, Love Your Husband, made a pregnant woman laugh so hard she went into labor. This is not an exaggeration. She sent me a Facebook message about it. In fact, some of the chapters in this book were inspired by work I published on my blog and other places I've published my writing. This is one of the things I like most about writing books. I get the opportunity to add all those details I always wanted to in the original, but that would have made it too long for an online post. The internet. Ain't nobody got time for more than 1,000 words. So if you hear something you recognize, that's cool. You probably read it online. But keep listening, because it's only going to get better. Trust me. This book will make you feel so much better about living with a toddler. How do I know this? Because I'm happy to announce that I am done with the toddler years. I don't say this to make those of you in the throes of managing a booger-eating, 2-foot-tall gangster with a passion for taking off their pants feel bad. I say it because I survived, and you will too. Don't roll your eyes. You will laugh again. Probably while listening to this book. Hopefully. My wife thinks I'm funny. For me, the toddler years were nonstop chaos with short, tender moments where I'd hope that my child was appreciating me. At least I assumed as much because he gave me a sweet smile or a soft touch or perhaps he threw up on the tile instead of the carpet, which, I'm sorry, actually feels like a sweet sentiment when you're in the thick of it. That's how much toddlers lower your standards. I can still recall the moment my oldest first used the potty. He'd just turned 3. I was standing over him in the restroom. He sat there with his little legs dangling 7 inches above the floor, Toy Story underwear around his ankles. He looked up at me with the softest, sweetest little smile that seemed to say, "Thank you," or